Welcome to Dark Crossroads Podcast, hosted by Roxanne Fletcher. This is your stop for all things true crime and paranormal. From the infamous story of the New Bedford Highway Killer to the chilling tale of the Black Eyed Children, Dark Crossroads Podcast is a truly deep dive into the stories that frighten and fascinate you. All links to the show will be provided in this episode's description. And don't forget to let us know what you think of today's episode wherever you listen to podcasts. Dark Crossroads Podcast is brought to you by Problem Wildlife. Problem Wildlife serves all of Western Massachusetts and has been humanely protecting your house and your family from unwanted pests for over 20 years. Take back your space with an animal control service that you can trust. They are family-owned, fully licensed, and are knowledgeable and dependable. To find out more about their services, simply visit their website at www.problemwildliferemoval.com. Again, that is www.problemwildliferemoval.com, and their information will be included in our show notes. Heidi Plank was a loving and devoted mother. By all accounts, her 10-year-old son was everything to her. So it was extremely alarming when Heidi failed to pick him up at school on October 20th of 2021. Both Jim Wayne, Heidi's ex-husband, and their son had tried to reach out to Heidi numerous times between Sunday, October 17th, and Wednesday, October 20th. However, she did not return any of their text messages or phone calls. While unusual, Jim explains that he was more annoyed than worried. He knew that Heidi would not miss picking up their son, and so the pair waited patiently for her to arrive for afternoon pickup and to provide an explanation as to why she had been out of touch. When she did not show, they knew something was terribly wrong. Her ex-husband stated, "She's a devoted mother who would never, ever leave her son. We have a 10-year-old boy at home that's looking for his mom, and we just need to find her." So the question remains, what happened to Heidi? The day that Heidi disappeared was a Sunday afternoon, and it seemed to start out normal for Heidi. She attended her son's football game in Downey, which is located in Los Angeles County. Heidi left at halftime, but not before her ex-husband seemed to notice that something was a bit off with her. He stated, "She was a little bit antsy. I don't know why. All I know is that was the last time I saw her or talked to her." That evening, around 6:30 p.m., a surveillance video picks up Heidi walking her beloved dog, Seven, in downtown Los Angeles near the corner of Hope and Flower. Seven was found about 30 minutes later, roaming inside a nearby high-end apartment complex. Over the course of the next couple of days, friends and family reach out to Heidi, but none of them receive a response. It wasn't until October 20th when she failed to pick up her son from school that they really started to sense that something was terribly wrong. At this point, Jim filed a missing persons report with the LAPD that day. In an effort to find her, law enforcement attempted to access the GPS in her car and the location services for her Apple laptop, her phone, and her watch. Curiously, they had all been disabled. On October 29th, the FBI raided Heidi's home, carrying away various files. They had been bracing to find a crime scene there. They came after it emerged Heidi's boss was under federal securities investigation for possible fraud charges. Through all of this, it also came out and was revealed to everybody that Heidi had been dating a high-flying vice president at Facebook. Her ex-husband stated that she and her new boyfriend had an argument before she went missing, and he had assumed that she was ghosting him when he didn't hear from her. He goes on to state that he didn't have any worries about the guy. He was a great guy. I'm no detective for sure, but he seems like a really good person. They had been in an argument the week before, so he didn't know anything about her disappearance. He thought that she was just ghosting him. He had no idea. Jim states that the couple's quarrel or argument was over whether her new boyfriend was feeling obligated to remain up north instead of traveling down to Los Angeles to be with Heidi. He said that they got into an argument because he lives in San Francisco and she wanted him to come down, but he couldn't because of work. As I said, I'm not a detective, but I can pretty much assure you that that's not it. there is no evidence to suggest that Heidi's partner was involved in her disappearance, and police have not named him as a suspect or a person of interest in her disappearance. It wasn't until Jim tried to track Seven through his chip that they get their first lead. On the night of October 17th, a resident of Hope and Flower found Seven wandering around one of the upper level floors. They had alerted the chip company that Seven had been found. From there, law enforcement were able to obtain footage from Hope and Flower that shows Heidi entering the building, but there is no footage of her leaving. They believe that Heidi attended a party at this place. Heidi's home was searched after the LAPD performed a wellness check at her home. They found it to be in pristine condition, though they did note that her phone and laptops were left behind. Based on forensic evidence that they recovered at Hope and Flower, the LAPD launched a weeks-long effort to search the Chiquita Canyon landfill. The working theory is that something happened to Heidi at the party and that she was placed in a trash chute that emptied into a dumpster. Their efforts did not yield any trace of Heidi, though. There has also been some speculation that her disappearance was connected to her employer at the time, Camden Capital Partners, Jason Sugarman, a managing partner who has been accused of defrauding a Native American tribe's pension funds out of $43 million. Jason has been charged with serious crimes by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It was believed that she may have been targeted by her boss because she was the company's controller. She held documents and information on a laptop that she had in her home office. After her disappearance, her laptop was removed from her home office. The laptop reportedly held important documents that could help the Securities and Exchange Commission's case against her boss. According to the SEC, information on her laptop may have been useful in the investigation against her boss. Her ex-husband turned it over to investigators after seeing how distraught he was about the laptop after his ex-wife went missing. He stated, "All Jason cared about was that laptop when Heidi went missing. Let's just say I'm keeping my eyes and ears open." Her ex-husband, who is now raising their son alone and has also taken in Seven, says he just wants answers for his family, especially for his son. Various theories about her disappearance have surfaced online. Some friends have created a website in the hope of finding answers, but they have yet to learn anything more about her disappearance. To this day, Heidi has yet to be found, and there remains few answers about her mysterious disappearance. When police searched the Hope and Flower high-rise apartments, residents did report that Plank had attended a drug-fueled party at the location and could have possibly overdosed, leading someone to dump her body into the building's trash chute. An anonymous witness came forward who had been living at the Hope and Flower building on the night that Heidi went missing. They stated that Heidi had been to a party there to get Adderall from a man that she was dating. According to this person, the witness said that the revelers at the party panicked when Heidi collapsed on the dance floor and got rid of her body by pushing it down the garbage disposal. Police officials have confirmed that investigations and forensic evidence has led them to believe that she did die in the high-rise apartments. Officials stated that they searched through more than 1,000 tons of waste and debris in November, but did not find any human remains that could have been hers. Her ex-husband stated he thinks it was more than just an accidental overdose. He believes that Heidi's boss was involved in her disappearance and her possible death. Along with this, the U.S. Sun has previously reported on how her boss, Sugarman, had ties to Hunter Biden and the Gambino crime family. Emails on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell later revealed that Sugarman had himself been closely involved in a business deal with the president's son. In a strange twist of fate, the very same day that Heidi was pronounced dead in court, Sugarman's father-in-law, Peter, was seen at the White House with President Biden during a visit with his Golden State Warriors basketball team. The U.S. Sun also previously revealed a picture showing Sugarman at a Hollywood party in 2002 with a person who has ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Some more information that has surfaced is that Heidi is said to have texted her new boyfriend to say that she was scared and wished that he was with her in the days before her shocking disappearance. Her cousin, Trey Hawkins, said, "If the facts are true about her message to her boyfriend about being scared, then something terrible has happened to her." Trey goes on to state that Heidi would not have run away because of her son's upcoming birthday and would not have just taken off, leaving him behind. That is not in her character at all, and we all feel something has happened. We are definitely worried about her. Clearly something is going on. I know that she spoke to her mom a few days before she disappeared about her intention to come home for Thanksgiving. She also talked to my other aunt and told her that she was coming home and wanting to see everybody. Nothing was out of the ordinary in those chats. There was no indication anything was wrong. The fact that my cousin was planning to come home for Thanksgiving, plans that she was making days before she disappeared, and that her son's birthday was just days away, leads me to believe that she did not run. Trey goes on to state that his cousin is a loving and generous person. Her ex-husband, Jim, put in a petition for Heidi to be pronounced as deceased, so their son can receive funds from her life insurance policy. The judge said while making his ruling at the Superior Court in Los Angeles on January 17th, the court will note that the petitioner, Jim Wayne, has sufficiently satisfied the burden of proof in arguing for death. No reasonable inferences from the evidence can lead one to determine that she remains alive. Then the judge goes on to officially record that Heidi has died in Los Angeles at 9 p.m. on October 17th of 2021. He said he had been convinced by compelling arguments made by her ex-husband's counsel and testimony given behind closed doors by the investigating officer in the case. After the ruling, Jim was seen smiling, shaking his attorney's hand. He was asked what he believes happened to Heidi, and he states, "Everything is still pure speculation right now. I have my own ideas on what happened, but for now I am just happy we got to a place of real closure. Don't forget that I've got a young son at home. I have full confidence that the investigators are going to figure out what happened. It is still an active criminal investigation and they have not stopped making inquiries. I believe they will figure this out." Despite investigating for well over 1 year, cops have announced no arrests or suspects in the case. Her friend Natalie John stated, "Every minute, every second that passes, you wonder if there is still hope. And I hope there is hope. But for me, I'm afraid that hope, it's just going away, bit by bit." Heidi is described as being 5'3 and weighing around 120 pounds. She has blonde hair and blue eyes and was last seen wearing jeans and a gray sweater and also driving a 2017 gray Range Rover with California license plate U840X0. If you have any information about the disappearance of Heidi Plank, you are asked to contact the Los Angeles Police Department Missing Persons Unit at 213-996-1800 or contact 1-877-LAPD-247, which is also 1-877-527-3247. Okay, so before I leave you guys, I just want to let you know my sources for finding the information for this episode. The first one is the Heidi Plank Facebook page. I got a lot of information from the Missing Persons Center website and also The Sun, Dateline, and Oxygen. Alright guys, so thank you so much for hanging out again today. For more details on the podcast or the cases that we covered, then head on over to the website www.darkcrossroadspodcast.com, where we have all of the episodes, information about the podcast, merch, and also a blog covering every single case and it going into more description, including links to all the places that you need to make phone calls to or resources regarding the case. You can also find us on most social media platforms. Don't forget to like, share, rate, review, subscribe wherever you're listening to us. You can subscribe to the podcast. There is a link in all episodes in the notes that will send you to our subscription page, and with that you will get bonus content, discount on future merch, and a lot of other extra goodies and kind of behind the scenes information. So every single donation through the subscription and any other place goes straight to the podcast. It helps fund research and it really helps us out to keep this podcast going. So before I go, I just want to thank all of my listeners for your continued support and for sending in cases that you wanted covered and stories that you wanted read on the podcast. We truly accept all stories, scary, paranormal, funny, anything that you want read or you want me to know, send it in. And any cases that you want covered, please send in. You can email those to darkcrossroadspodcast@gmail.com. And with all of this said, please don't forget to be weird, stay different, and don't trust anyone. Curiosity Box delivers the cerebral fascination of Vsauce right to your door through engaging science toys, surprising puzzles, and books that expand our understanding of the universe. The creators worked together to create, design, and handpick each illuminating item in the Curiosity Box, including constructive kits, brain games, and imaginative custom t-shirts. Every quarterly delivery will turn your home into a laboratory of wonder. If you have always been curious about the world around you, then subscribe to the Curiosity Box and have access to the most popular science education network on YouTube as it energizes a community of Earth's most inquisitive minds with videos spanning science, math, and the human experience. And now all of that passion is in a box pulled off the screen and put in your hands. You can also receive monthly courses spanning popular academic disciplines to inspire and nurture the next generation of curious thinkers, innovators, and inventors. They are delivering a deeper learning experience through AR, VR, and video lessons on the MEL app. Join the curious community on their journey to explore the world. Celebrate the amazing and support brains for the future of our pale blue dot and beyond.